y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
One, two, three.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's the Miguel Show Uncensored with Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5.
Well, hello, you sexy little thing. This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
And that is producer Ryan McGibbony.
What's up?
Hey. So I have to start off the Uncensored podcast with some advice. Because I'm in my first like adult long-term relationship, and we just moved in with each other, and there are some things that are happening that I don't know how to approach, how to deal with it, and there's two big issues.
Okay.
And I'll start with like
dirty laundry.
Oh no, that's easy. I do all the laundry. That's because I enjoy doing laundry, and so that's like no issue for me. Daniel. Oops, I mean hot teacher.
Oh, whatever. We all know what his name is.
That's fine. He has this laugh when we're watching TV that, now, I don't mind if we're, like, somewhere with people, but because this is, like, a small apartment and, like, the walls are paper thin, we'll be watching something on TV or something will, like, tickle him and he'll go, actually, it's even louder than that. Because, you know, my boyfriend's voice is really high. And so it's like this loud, like,
what in the hell?
It's so weird. And then, like yesterday, he got home really late. And so I was watching the show, and he was just watching something on his phone. And, like, the show I was watching, it was, like, very dramatic and very quiet. And then all of a sudden,
loving this. I
like, I love it when like we're out in public or it's very cute, like if it's because I said something really funny, but just because I'm really worried about, because it's so loud, what the neighbors are gonna say, if they're gonna be like, because the people that live to the right of us, it's like an older couple, like they're in their they're probably retired, I think, because they're at home during the day when we get home from work.
Yep.
And so I'm just afraid the office is gonna be like, do y'all have a parakeet in here? And like, why is it being killed two or three times a night?
Okay, but see, that is not a living together issue that one can correct. That's his personality. You can't tell him how to laugh.
Which I'm okay with that. Like, I just am afraid that we're going to get complaints from the office and they're going to be like, what is happening right now?
I feel like that could be a meme. Like, instead of John Cena popping out, it's just him going,
you know what? Next time,
I was gonna say, why are you not recording this?
I don't.
You're
you need
radio.
To start like a Snapchat or Vine series.
I know. Well,
yeah.
it's so sporadic. Like, you don't know when it's gonna happen.
Yeah, because
just like, have GoPro up all the time.
Just have my phone going whenever watching something humorous.
Yeah, all you need is the memo.
Exactly. You know what? Maybe because whenever it's like anything with RuPaul's Drag Race, and like, you know, they get all ooh girl, you know, then that's when he goes, ah!
You should
a lot.
Watch it beforehand and know when the funny parts are, and then you can know when to record
and be ready, because that's when he starts going crazy. I'll try to record it before next week's podcast.
Please do, because I can't. I'm not going to be able to correctly judge on this issue until I hear the real thing.
Okay. So that's the first issue. Now the second one is actually a little bit more serious. We both come from the same type of household, the background where we both grew up poor, and we both had no clue as adults how to manage money. So we both are people who do well, and especially for a teacher, he does well in Tampa Bay. But now we're like, all right, I'm in my 30s. He's getting close to his 30s. If they have us back here in Tampa Bay, I want to buy a house. And so we need to get stuff in order for that to happen. But for some reason, whenever we talk about money, I get on the defensive. And so we've only had like a couple of, actually, this was our first real argument. Like, we've had, you know, like dust ups, if you will.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, things get a little heated, but it's not like intense. But we got into like an intense, like 10 minute, like we weren't screaming, but my voice was like very loud.
I don't like angry Miguel, because I've seen it, and I took, this is when we were living together, and you and the guy you were dating at the time, I was so worried. Like, I felt like I was the kid whose parents were about to divorce, and I took the dog and I hid in my bedroom. And I was like, shh, baby girl Nala, it's okay.
I got really mad one time at my ex-girlfriend who I lived with.
Mm-hmm.
But it made it seem very like I was abusive almost. Like, right. I, like, because I went into the other room after we got in a fight, like the living room, and I like set my fist down on the table, but it was like a piece of crap. IKEA table. So my hand went right through the table. Oh. And she came out and she's like, "You need to chill out." Like, it just made me look so bad.
Can you
and
not
I'm like,
break our furniture, Ryan?
This is IKEA table. Look at that. You bought this.
You're like, so, no, it's not me.
I was like, I'll go buy another one for $30.
You bought this. You made this happen. I don't know. Ooh.
But that's the thing is, like, how do you argue when you're in a relationship? Because here's the thing is, everyone's always said that you, if you're in a successful relationship, you have disagreements. And normally when I date people, it's very boring and there's no disagreements. But Daniel and I, or Hot Teacher and I, we both get into disagreements about stuff because we feel so passionately, and we think it's because we're both Leos as well.
Oh, Lord.
And so we're both stubborn about stuff. And like, but I'm also very agreeable. You know me. Like, if you make a great point, I'll be like, you know what? You win, I concede the point. But when it comes to money, and I think what happens is when I feel like I'm being judged on the decision making that I do because I don't judge other people, that and it's my boyfriend, that's what it, I feel personally attacked.
Uh-huh.
And when I feel like you're getting right up in my soul and you're attacking my soul, like I feel it's the craziest feeling because I'm not used to, like, I haven't felt this defensive about stuff since like high school when people used to make fun of me. It's really crazy.
Well, that's because no one has ever had to get on you about your money.
Mm.
In your life, who has ever said to you, hey, you're doing it wrong?
Mm.
No one.
True.
So it could, let me just play devil's advocate and be on his side.
No,
for a
please
second.
Do. Please do.
It could be that you are finally getting possibly something that you need and it's something that's going to have to change and you don't like it.
Because
nobody likes to be wrong.
That's true.
And I'm not saying you're wrong. No one's saying, hey, you're just wrong for doing this. But maybe there is a better way.
Right.
And here's the thing. And you have a right to be a little bit irritated because here you are at the age of 31.
Oh.
And you have literally made it this far on your own. And if there's one thing that you have to brag on, like, bitch, you did it. So, like, you made it out of your grandma's green Rubbermaid tub into a very nice apartment in St. Petersburg, Florida. Mm. On your own.
Right.
For the most part. Right. I mean, you just did it.
Yeah.
And so when someone's like, you're not doing it right, you're like, bitch, I did it myself! Bitch, you have seen my rubber band tub. I did it myself!
I actually believe in one of our arguments, I was like, do you know what it took for me to get here at this point?
I know.
How do you think the lights stay on right now?
Yep.
Who do you think paid for that car? Who paid for my college?
Yes,
and he
exactly.
was like, I wasn't talking about your college.
He's like, I can see that you're heated. and I think that's why, because you have up to this point done it all your own. But I think if you take a step back, you also have to realize, like, hey, I'm still literally living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I have accomplished all this great stuff, there's probably room for learning about how to do it better.
No, there's lots of room.
But that's the problem.
It is.
I don't know him that well.
Right.
So I don't know what he's got coming into it.
Right.
But I think that's what you've got coming into it.
No, I think looking at it from my perspective, and I think if he said it in those terms, that would sound a lot better. Because that was like a nice compliment sandwich. Because you were like, see all these great things you did, but right now you're not doing it well, but now this is time for you to get better. And it's like, you know what? That's right.
It's because I'm fucking inspiring. More people should want to be with my ass. I'm inspiring as fuck.
All right, we got to turn on the devil.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh.
That's Holly's Match.com profile. Inspiring as fuck.
I'm gonna change my Twitter bio. Although they might take that blue check mark away,
I know,
so maybe
right?
not.
You
I'm
just gonna got put verified. It somewhere. Let's not get crazy.
No, I'm gonna put it somewhere though.
But that is true. I mean, that's one of the things. And even because since we've been talking about this for 2 weeks, this past weekend, I sort of was like, let's just do an experiment. Like, let's spend like I normally spend. Because normally he's the one where I'm like, hey, on a Friday night, like, let's go to the Cobb Theater at Tyrone. And, you know, that's $11. And then the food there is a good, you know, $12 to $15. And so that's a good night out. And then if I'm paying for both of us at the same time,
yeah,
that's a $50, $60 night without, you know. And then God forbid if you want to have a drink or two while you're there.
Girl.
I mean, it's expensive. And so I did all that. And we did like our normal routine, like went out Friday night, we stayed in Saturday, and then Sunday we did brunch, then we did all day Sunday fun day at the Flamingo and had buckets on buckets on buckets. Oof. And then of course, you know, when I get drunk, I'm like, you want a bucket, Ron? I'll get you a $10 bucket, girl. I got a $10 bucket. $70 later, I don't buy everybody in the goddamn Flamingo a fucking bucket. And I'm like, what the hell? And so then
the Flamingo getting rich is, I just pictured an actual flamingo that's just like, like, thank you. I'm on my one leg with my sunglasses
not
on.
Like, stack so stacks.
Take
yes.
your money.
That's exactly what happens at the Flamingo. And so I get to Tuesday, and now granted, we just got paid on Friday, and that's after the Labor Day weekend. And now I'm like,
and it's, you have another week and a half.
Did yep. we get paid?
Yeah.
We did.
No, we
didn't. I had to pay my rent.
No, that's
that.
What you were yes. saying.
No, exactly. Because then on top of all that, I'll talk about here in a little bit, I had to pay all this money to get my tag renewed because of some mistakes I made a year or two ago.
Wow, that's what I'm reminded
so, of. That was my fault. But like, so now I'm like, well, okay. You were right. And I guess the comment that just really got to me is, you know, we're very blessed where we work and being in this industry and making it to where we are, Holly and I, where, you know, what we get paid here is we're compensated well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows how much I make. I know how much he makes. And he said, it is crazy to me that you can make that much and not have any money to do stuff. And I don't know why, when he said that, like, I felt like the Satan went up my butt and like got in my soul. And I was like, fuck you!
Oh, dear. My
what, that is my text ringtone. Fuck you!
Also, was that Elton John?
It was, Tiny Dancer. By
oh,
the way,
close the tiny
if you're new to the podcast, we record in the Dove studio at our radio station. They are a light favorite station. So that's how we cleanse their studio when we say bad words. So that's where I am right now. So I know that he's right, but I guess one of those times where I have to just like swallow the pride and be like, you know what? I have not been doing this correctly. And I have to surrender that.
But it's hard because you have done such a good job so far.
Thank you for that compliment sandwich, Holly.
No, you... This is, and like, it's, you guys are still, I've known you for years longer than he's known you. So like,
right.
I know how to talk to you. And likewise, you know how to talk to me. I don't even know what's going to happen if I ever date again. Like, I'm just going to date you. So like, I know that that's what you, but see, then again, I'm not dating you. So maybe that's different.
Val. So question for you, Holly, as a person who's known me for almost 10 years now, if he came to you and said, hey, you're Miguel's best friend, how do I have a conversation with him about money without him being offended or getting crazy and screaming, fuck it?
I would have to take a minute. Because... the song. Time to dancer. I would have to say, let me get back to you on that. Because in the moment, I start talking and then I don't know what I'm saying. So I'd be like, let me get back to you. But that's really what it is. It's like, you know, if you want to go back to the thing about both of y'all being Leos, I've got real Southern just now.
Leos.
And I said y'all. If you want to go back to that though, that's the prideful part of your personality, where you do have a lot of pride in yourself, and that's not a bad thing. Like sometimes pride can get out of hand and turn into ego.
Right.
But you do have a lot of pride in who you are, where you've made it, how you've gotten there, and when you say things like that, it comes off as an attack on that. Foundation that you've built, because like it's you against the world up until now, and so now you're gonna come in and chip away at that. That only comes off as, you don't think that I know what I'm doing, and clearly I've made it this far, so I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Then I would have to think about how to best craft it, and like the way that I just popped off with it now, it's because you're in front of me and I feel you.
Right, right.
If you weren't in front of me to do it, I don't know how I would describe it. It's a weird thing.
I'm just going to tell him to listen to the podcast.
Okay.
And be like, before we have any more conversations about money.
He can't listen because then he's going to know you're recording is going, ah! Don't tell him yet.
I will wait till after I record him laughing, and yes. Then I will. I'll tell him that.
Okay.
Well, that I think, but I can explain that to him because we. I've hired someone to sort of help us budget better, and we're not like putting our money together. We're still doing it separate. We're gonna be doing that, but still just to help us both. Better manage money so we can save, because I've been saying that as a 31-year-old I want to be able to have money so when, you know, like for instance Ann Kelly, who does the morning show here on The Dove, who's been in Tampa Bay for a long time and is a legend here, she wants to see Wicked when it comes. Mm-hmm. And they just did pre-sale tickets. And she sent me an email yesterday and she goes, hey, do you want to go ahead and buy some pre-sale tickets? And I was like, girl, that's like $250. I can't afford that right now. I have to wait till payday. And she was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just put on my credit card and you just pay me back. But it's like, I felt like I was 22 again and a parent has to come in and rescue you. And as a 31-year-old, I should be able to say on a whim, oh, okay, cool, no problem. Like, I can't do that, you know, for like...
All the time.
But if something like that crops up where that's something I've wanted to see forever, I shouldn't have to like scrimp and save and put together or wait till a paycheck to make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
So,
or you should at least have an emergency fund.
Right.
I don't right now. That I feel like I'm still recovering from like going through some of the divorce things and I'm still having issues with money. But for you, like say, for example, emergency fund, like all that crap that went down with your car.
Right.
That was like all of a sudden you owed some $200-some dollars.
Yes.
Well, my kid was sick this past week and that's an unexpected $200-some dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so who's buying groceries?
Right.
Because I suddenly owe evening pediatrics a whole bunch of money.
Jeez.
For two visits. Anyway, so it just like emergency stuff, you got to make sure you
have money. And you know, that's the crazy part about being an adult and being responsible, or you're responsible for another person, me just living a life with someone else, is in the past, my MO has been, you get paid, you have a crazy fun weekend, you spend a lot of money, you have some left over that week, and then you go into the next weekend, and you're like, I'm gonna just lay low because I don't have any money. And then you like skimp on the next week. You're like, well, I can buy some meat and some bread. I'll be good for the week. But it's like when you're living with someone else, you can't expect them to be on that same cycle that I've been going on since I got out of college.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't even done that because remember all that time we were living together, I would handle the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, once you start really having to
divvy up
how the bills go,
mm-hmm.
that starts to put the damper on how that lifestyle goes.
Right.
And then once you bring another person into it,
you can't.
How do you do it?
Exactly. So I think that's right now. This is just sort of like real adult.
Yeah.
Some of the first adult stuff I've had to sit down and be like, oh, how does this all work?
Like, I love how everyone always says, like, you know, whatever, whatever, hashtag adulting. And I'm like, haha, I get that too. It's funny. But sometimes
right.
I'm like, I wish that was my adulting issue.
Right?
Like, you trying to pay, like, you know, your one-bedroom flat or whatever, and then also afford pizza. I'm like, that's not adulting.
You're like, listen, I got a kid that's sick and throwing up and pooping everywhere.
At the same
time. And I've got to pay rent.
Yeah, that's adulting.
Ugh.
Not, like, there's different levels of adulting, and that's not to say, like, that isn't for that person.
Right.
But it just sometimes I'm like, oh man, I really hate like the deep adulting stuff sometimes.
I wonder, Ryan, you are how old?
26.
26. Do you feel like an adult right now at 26?
Yeah, I guess. I'm good at handling money, so.
But what about just life in general? Like, do you feel like when you were 14 and you would look at adults, do you feel like a 14-year-old would look at you and say, that's an adult?
Yeah. I don't know. I never really think about it, but I can like figure stuff out, get the bills paid,
mm-hmm.
like get things working. Like, I don't know. I just think about things totally different.
Holly?
What?
Do you feel like an adult?
Yeah. But yeah. I like to pretend I'm not sometimes.
Wow, how, what do you mean?
Like if I have a free weekend or whatever, I like to try to pretend I'm not an adult or I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I take little mini mental adult vacations. Like I guess when other people look at me, they're like, that is an adult. And I'm like, no, I'm not really. Like I'm still struggling to get all this, but I'm doing it. Like obviously I'm getting it done.
I think having a kid has a lot to do with that too, because you have to disconnect sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you can't, like you can't do stuff that, you know, another person your age who would be like, oh, well, I just don't want to go out this weekend just because I'm tired. But like, you're like, no, literally, my kid is sick. I can't.
Yeah.
Like it was Labor Day weekend and you had plans, like you were going to try to come to brunch with my friends and I and do Sunday fun day.
I actually had a date.
You had a date. But what happened this weekend?
I canceled all of it.
Because
my kid was sick.
Yeah.
So
and
I
you couldn't go to Taco Tuesday either.
I couldn't go to Taco Tuesday. I had all these plans this week. I had a date. I had brunch. I had Taco Tuesday. I had an impromptu invitation to go to downtown St. Pete, which I don't get to do enough.
Couldn't
do any of it. And I was like, that part, like the part of me that's like, that I sometimes feel is like my spirit animal inside, my soul, the person that like is my highest ideal of like fun, awesome Holly. She was like, really? But like the overarching, like, hey, you are a responsible adult. So put your big girl panties on and go do what you need to do. And I did.
So what happens like in that moment when you realize, when I'm like, hey, so we're going to do brunch at 11 at Bonefish, and you realize, well, I can't because my daughter is pooping her brains out right now. Like, what's, like, describe, because to me, if I can't do something because of money, or actually that's never an issue because I'll find a way. Like, I'll find some money somewhere to go do something. But, like, if I'm sick, like, I'm like, oh, I can't go. Oh, God. It's, like, excruciating because the, what, FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Like, it's real strong for me. It is so damn strong. Like, Saturday night, we didn't go out, and I was like, and I was looking at Facebook and Snapchat, and I was like, it was like ants crawling over my face. I was like, I can't believe I'm not there.
Yeah.
What's that feeling like for you?
There's a little bit of that, but then that kind of goes away in the moment when you're actually, like, when I'm on the phone and I'm declining whatever it is, and I'm like, oh, like, my heart hurts. Like, I knew what kind of good time it was probably going to be whatever night that was in downtown St. Pete, Friday or Saturday. I'm like, oh, this could end up so awesome. And then I, like, look at my daughter, and I'm like, okay, obviously, like, never mind.
Right.
So there's, like, a weird thing where it's like, I got it. And then, like, once she's in bed and she's tucked away, I'm kind of like, I'm going to start Breaking Bad, I guess, and just sit at home. And then it's like a weird thing because then she's going to wake up sick and I, like, she needs me. So I'm so glad to be able to do that. And like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of other moms would probably judge me for saying that. There's such a weird judgy mom thing. I'm always afraid of other moms judging me for not being as good of a mom as I should be.
Have you ever been judged by another mom?
Probably. They don't tell you to your face. They talk about it behind your back, I think.
I mean, so what is it? Like, they don't think that you're doing a great job or that you don't care for your daughter as much as you should?
Or it's like, I don't appreciate being a mother as much as I should, but I do, but I don't know how to prove that without just being like, I just want to be around my kid all the time, 24/7. Because you know what? I don't.
Really?
I need some time.
You know, that's interesting to me because as a person who don't have kids, who doesn't have kids, and I'm really getting to the point where I'm like, I don't know if I ever will. And especially if Hot Teacher and I are together for a long time, like that's have, like, I literally don't know if I would want that in my life. But when I talk to people our age that do have kids, when it's just the two of us, like literally there was someone that works here with us and he was like, you can't tell anyone. That's why I'm not going to say their name. They were like, when my kid was away this weekend, it was the best time I've had in 2 years.
Man.
And that seems like so much work.
But I was like, then to me, I was like, why would you be afraid to say that? Because wouldn't anybody understand that? Of course you love your kid, but that's a lot of work.
I think most people do understand it, but there's always some that you feel like you're disappointing. Maybe that, you know, the person that really is like, that just has lived their whole life to be a mother and they finally are a mother and they're like, you're taking your life for granted or your child or you're blessed for what you have and you don't appreciate it. Or maybe the people who can't have kids or something. And like, there's always something where it's like you never want to say anything bad. It's a weird culture that we live in.
But I get that because you don't want it to make it seem like you're taking it for granted. But those people also don't know what your experience is and like what you have to go through. So I guess,
and how every person's different, by the way, because some people are just more maternal than others. And like me and my mom are a perfect example, because I was like, this is going to be great having my mom come down to be with me to help with Maya, because she is an incredible, like I feel like she was put on this earth to be a mother.
Wow.
I really do. Like, she's so good at it, especially for young kids. Like, she's so motherly and just maternal. And I was like, well, I have such a great example of that. Right. Obviously, I'm just going to be just like her. Until I realized I'm not just like her, because we're not the same person. How could I? Everyone's different. And I run into problems where, you know, now we're living in the same house, both caring for my daughter. And it's like, I see her and I see what she's doing. And then when I try to do it, sometimes it comes off as ingenuous to me.
Mm-hmm. Or disingenuous?
Whatever. Okay. And it's, and I'm like, this doesn't feel like natural. But then when I'm being like what I feel is natural and we're in a good vibe, then like she'll have a comment or a little suggestion about how to do things differently. And I'm like,
oh, and you're like, back up.
But see, that's the problem, because everyone is different. Everyone's parenting thing. So like what I think is too much, like, you know, spending a complete Labor Day weekend with a sick kid, like that weighed on me. Not that it was her, like I was glad to do it. But then I can't say I wasn't a little bit glad to come back to work on Tuesday just for a quick break.
Right.
Whereas I feel like some people don't need the break. And those are the people, and I would hope they wouldn't judge, but those are the people that I feel like do judge when they're like, well, I'm handling this. How we're like, get your shit together.
That just makes me sad, because I feel like, I mean, I'm not a parent, but I just...
And there are mom blogs out there that talk about this, and then, you know, that's good, because you can connect with them. But then in the comments, you see the haters that are like,
I'm a mom and I love my kids. I breastfed till they were 7. I have a list right here of the 10 things moms need to stop apologizing for.
Oh, what, did you just type that up?
No, I saw it a couple hours ago, and... I was going to just send it to you, and I forgot. And as we were talking about this, I'm like, oh my God, this is so perfect.
Oh.
So a list of 10 things moms need to stop apologizing for. Resting mom face. You've all heard of resting bitch face, but you probably haven't yet been educated on resting mom face. Resting mom face is that look when a woman threatens to count to 3, and then she gets to 2 without seeing the results, and she sets out to see. So she purses her lips and scrunches her eyebrows into a semi-psychotic state.
Okay.
Another thing, moms
need to
stop. I don't
do counts to 3, though. By the way, I feel like that's giving them too many chances to get it done.
You just say stop it.
I say get it now, and then
you got mom. You got mom voice.
I'm glad you think so, because my damn kid sure doesn't. Oh man,
my brother's kid. Sometimes I'll go over there and hang out while he's like in the shower and like getting ready, and I'm just like, please stop.
Oh no, you can't do that. They walk all over your ass, I bet.
You want to do some stuff over here?
Yeah, no, that's what my ex does. He was at dinner with us the other night. He comes over for dinner like every Tuesday. And so Maya was doing something crazy at the table, and he goes, please don't do that, baby girl. And I was like, I looked at him real quick and I'm like, knock it off. And I'm like, sometimes that's how you got to do it. She didn't listen to any of us, so it doesn't matter.
She's like, I'm just having my own way.
Yeah, so.
Another thing moms need to stop apologizing for: chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
Oh, that pains me.
Oh, yeah, my fave.
Can you feel that, Holly?
Yes.
I still eat that. So.
I know, right?
Ooh, that's the problem. I don't want to set her on a bad path. So I'm like, will you eat your quinoa, please?
You can't always. Does she eat quinoa?
We had it for dinner last night.
Wow. That...
She goes, it doesn't smell good.
She's smart.
Try it. Just try it. You can't. She's like, I don't like it. I'm like, did you taste it?
It tastes like nothing.
No, I'm not. I'm like, it does taste like rice. Anyway.
Did she eat all of it?
No, she did. She was sick, so she ate like nothing.
She spread it out on the plate, so she's like, oh, look, I ate it all.
She spread it out all over the place. I forced her to drink her little cup of noodle soup, though, because I was like, I will take you to the hospital, and they'll put needles in your veins if you don't start drinking and eating something.
Oh, so you threatened your child with the bad time.
I threatened her, and I was like, I probably shouldn't do that, because she's going to end up in the hospital one day, and she's going to be afraid. But I'm like, in this moment, Jesus, I need it.
You're like, I need it. Another thing's mom should stop apologizing for: hiding in the bathroom when my kids go ballistic.
God, I always hide in them. I do that a lot, and my mom's like, "Hi," and I'm like, "I'm in the bathroom just to look at Facebook.
I'm texting
just to look at Facebook for a minute, or to get a quick Snapchat in."
So do you
farming for dank memes?
Your mom would be like, dank and meme? What do those two words
mean?
I'd be like,
Mom, I'm trying to get dank memes.
What does
she'd
that
be like,
mean?
Get out here and help me. I'd be like, okay, she got scary mom voice too.
Another thing is mom stop apologizing for taking anxiety meds, screen time about in front of the TV.
God, I know.
Working.
I lied to the doctor about screen time.
Oh, did you?
She had her 3-year-old checkup and they're like, how much screen time does she have? I go, I probably like 1 to 2 hours.
I see way too many kids with iPads.
Oh, I know. She's not getting an iPad.
Oh, especially even like at Disney World or when
there's stuff to look at.
Yeah. Or if they're just like having a fit. I've seen kids just walking or like in a stroller on an iPad or like watching something. Like you're at Disney World.
I know. Like, look at some shit. There's fucking Goofy over there.
Oh, we're in a commercial break on the
fine.
Dove. I can't,
we'll have to come
I
back
can't
later.
Cleanse.
No, but I don't agree with giving a tiny kid an iPad. Like, Maya will use my phone sometimes. I've downloaded abcmouse.com.
Oh.
So my mom was like adamant about it. And so sometimes we'll do that. But like, I don't like her to have my phone. And I'm not getting her an iPad anytime soon.
Now, before you had her, didn't you have a certain theory about
yes.
when she was going to be able to?
I said she mm-hmm. would not see any TV until she was 2. Because that's what they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says no screen time before she's 2. I guarantee you she was like a year and a month. And I was like, ooh, what's Bubba Guppies? It's just impossible because sometimes you need that as a babysitter, even to go to the bathroom or like who knows what. Maybe you got to answer the door. I don't know. Like it's impossible. I was trying my hardest. It's impossible. And now sometimes I just need it for my own sanity. There's only so many times I can play Dragon Coming in the Mountain.
What?
Or like in the castle. Like she has this little tent castle and she's like, you be the dragon. And I'm like, okay, roar. And like after you're... After you're the dragon for like 30 minutes, I'm like, you know what? Let's see what's on TV. Because there's only so many times
like,
you can be the dragon.
Literally.
Oh, they'll go on and on and on with
for
it.
For hours with being the dragon.
I just got tired like of you just like explaining that. Like I'm exhausted. Like now I am literally and physically exhausted by you just explaining that.
When you go home, when you get to like binge watch a Netflix marathon or whatever, I'm going to go home. And instead of relaxing, I'm going to be like, rawr! Or then you got to do the choo-choo in the laundry basket. And if it were up to her, we would do the choo-choo in the laundry basket for an hour.
What is it? Does she sit
on?
She
just sits in the laundry basket and you just drag her.
Oh, yeah. If you have to play pretend, like.
In the laundry basket. Here we go. And then she's, hi, in the laundry.
Oh.
I've played pretend with, like, friends that have, like, 3, 4, 5-year-olds. Mostly, like, 3 and 4 when they're just learning pretend.
Right.
And you play pretend with them. It's literally nonstop. They will still play pretend until you have to just walk away.
You have to. There's no end for them. Because
at first, I was just like... Okay, cool. We're doing this. Oh, man, this is getting... This sucks.
It's mentally
And then I'm
exhausting.
Afraid to be mean. I don't want to walk away. But
True.
Literally, you walk away, and then they forget about it.
Right,
so.
They do. Or then they'll come running after you with something else.
Yeah.
So they just move on to the next thing. But when they're in it, like, we play... Well, I don't mind Tea Party as much because at least, like...
You're sitting.
I'm sitting, and there's new interesting little things and stuff, but...
Girl,
sometimes
if I have kids, I'm adopting them when they're 10. I want
That's
to,
what I said.
Yeah, like,
I was
right
like,
before
I
you go to middle school.
I can't ever. I don't. The older I get, I don't see myself like having a baby from the start.
Ugh.
I just feel like I need to start off at like 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
skip all that other stuff.
It's a cool experience because now I look back and when I was like pulling my hair out when I was doing like the baby time and I was pulling my hair out. Now I look back and I'm like, that was a cool experience and at least I have it. Like. I'm glad to have
true.
Had it.
I don't want
it. I just like the point when they actually start remembering conversations and you can teach them. That's fun to me.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. Maybe when I get to that point, I will change my mind. But like maybe I'm meant to be like a stepdad or something. I don't know.
What you doing, Ryan? Come on.
No.
I just never. No. I can't. Like I see my brother with his wife and their baby and I go over there for 30 minutes and I'm like, nah.
It's just a lot. And I'm not trying to down, like, this is what I mean. Now the guilt's kicking in. I loved this conversation and now the guilt. And I'm like, someone's listening and they're pissed. So I don't want you to think that I don't love having my daughter.
You
it's
do.
My little tap dance that I have to do because I obviously do. It's just a lot of work.
I don't want that work. Let's finish out this list real quick about the 10 things moms need to stop apologizing for. Yelling. Having an opinion, being assertive, and not giving a damn about what society thinks I'm supposed to be. Holly.
What?
Holly.
What?
Holly.
Hey.
Okay.
This list really says things Holly needs to stop apologizing for. Right.
Okay. Point taken.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. I'll get that list from you later and tack it up in my room.
I'm done. Like I
Ten
literally.
Ten Commandments.
Yes, right.
Seriously, yeah. I'm done right now. Like literally, you explaining all that stuff about your kid. I don't even.
Now you're tired.
I'm physically tired right now.
I'm gonna go do it now.
I just want to say hi. We're recording the Uncensored Podcast right now. I'm on my Snapchat, Miguel Fuller. So I'm saying hi to myself. Hi, Uncensored Podcast. All right. So, Holly, what's all of your social media?
Radio Holly.
Ryan.
What are you calling?
I almost said Jared.
What?
That was our old producer. I almost said
Jared. Radio Radio McGib, MCGIB.
Wow.
Thank you, Ryan. And mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. You can find The Miguel Show Uncensored on iTunes. All you got to do is just type in The Miguel Show Uncensored. And then you can go to hot1015tampabay.com as well or download the Hot 101.5 app. We will see you next week. Bye.